Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another amazing session of the Power of Your Story Summit. We have heard from some awesome individuals and got one more to add to the list right now. Selena P. Teams is here and she's also going to talk about sharing her story and how important that is. We're going to get all into that in just a minute. So Selena, thank you so much for saying yes to this opportunity to get in front of people you probably haven't met, don't know, but who could impact their lives so much. Cause I just know you, I know how you are. You can impact their lives so much. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate you taking the time out today.
Thank you for having me, Carol.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to jump into this cause we don't have no time to fluff around. We are going straight in on what we're talking about. So before we get going, could you tell people a little bit about yourself, what you do, who you serve, all that goodness so we can absorb it as you're talking?
Okay. Thank you. My name is Selena Teams. I am the founder of Successful You, and I operate a coaching business. My specialty is in the self-publishing space. So I work with entrepreneurs who either have published or want to publish in order to drive more profits into their business by way of book sales and creating additional income streams as a result of the authority that they build as an author. I've been in business for 14 years and I love books. I've loved words since I learned to put them together, and books have been a constant companion through every part of my life. And it was surprising to me, but in hindsight, it's not surprising that I have a business in the space of books.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love to hear your story. And I'll tell you something that probably no one else knows. I love to hear the confidence that's coming out and how you can just say that. And this is what it is. I love it. I love it. Not that you weren't confident before, but you are totally confident now.
It's the story.
It's always a story. And that's why we try to get people to share their story, to steward their story, to talk about their story, and to monetize their story, because it is very important. It's actually the essence of you and the legacy that you're creating out there. So you might as well get it out there, right?
Agree.
Okay, so first question is, why did you choose this particular category of stewarding your story?
Well, I chose this category because it so closely aligns with the inner work that's been going on in my life. So for a time, I didn't really connect that I had a story. I mean, I guess relationship with stories was other people's story. I didn't think about my story.
Right.
It's certainly not my story in a business context. And so here of late, I have been rediscovering my voice and evolving in my story.
Okay.
So when I looked at the different categories, I said, oh my goodness, this is God. This is the universe testing me to say, are you really about it? Because you said this is what you wanted to do.
Right.
And so I took a minute to say yes.
Just a quick minute, though. I didn't think it was too long. And but you know, when I love that you say that it was God, because this whole thing was put together because of God, because Nadine had an idea. She came to me and was like, oh yes, this is going to be awesome. We did it last year with the power of your message. And now we have the power of your story. But each time it's like people have been saying, oh, this was God's sign to me that I needed to be doing this. And, you know, that just gives us goosebumps that we could bring this to fruition and give you this platform and help people get to know you. I love that.
Yeah, it certainly was the nudge, and it was okay. And here's your opportunity to unapologetically stand in your story and talk about what it means to steward it.
Yes, definitely. And I can't wait. Let's get into that. So my next question for you is, how do you feel this category applies to what you're doing and have done in your business?
Well, I think it applies, it's really central, right, to my work with authors, because I work with entrepreneurs who are publishing as a means of further growing and developing their business. And so oftentimes they have the, who am I to write a book?
Right.
And I believe every first time author has that, but it's important to know that only you can tell your story. Nobody else can do it. And so helping authors get to that place of, I am the one to do this because of who I am, not what you know, not how well you do it, but because it's you, because you see the world uniquely. No one can express what you can express because you're expressing from your experience. And so I think it, once the people I work with kind of embrace this and the uniqueness of it, I think things go a lot smoother with, you know, the projects that they're working on.
Exactly. Exactly. So now we're talking, you know, we've got this audience here. And we're talking about Stuart and our story. So how can listeners emulate what you've done with your story inside their own business? So how can, you know, take whatever you've done with your story, and now that you're sharing it, and make their business better? What advice do you have on that?
Okay, well, the advice I would have would be to maybe journal a few topics, journal a few prompts that I'm just going to put out, because this is kind of what got me to kind of stand tall and say, I'm responsible for my story.
Right.
And so those four things are, is that your story is unique. Think about the fact that no one sees the world or experiences the world the way you do, and therefore no one has the story that you have. It's as unique as your fingerprint. The second one is that your story is important. I watched a small clip by Caroline Wanga, and she said, when we do not execute our purpose, the world goes without.
Yes. Yes. That needs to be said really loud and over and over again. Yes. Yes.
When we fail to execute our purpose, the world goes without. Nobody fills that gap. So and your purpose is really the thing that you do that lets the world know, and the world will tell the story of you based on what they've experienced. And so it's important. And nobody else can fill the gap. The third one is, and this is a big one for me, is that your story evolves. And
yes,
I learned that you have experiences through each iteration of your life, right? You're not the same today as you was as a child or as a teen or as a young married person before you became an entrepreneur. There was a story running that guided the way that you functioned. But as we enter into a new level, a new stage, a new identity, say from a single woman to a married person, from a 9-to-5 working person to a full-time entrepreneur, your story has to evolve, because what got you through that identity that you're leaving is an impediment to the identity you're stepping into. And so give yourself grace in your business to allow your story to change. There are no rules that you have to keep doing what you've done before. You have the grace to pivot. And it took me a long time to give myself permission to pivot. to a new direction. And
Right.
it was the story that I thought I had to keep living up to that kind of held me for longer than I needed to be there. So that's a lesson. And then I think most importantly, you have the power to create the story that people repeat about you in life.
Wow, that's deep. That is deep. You have the power to create the story that others are telling. I love that.
Another way is, what do you want to be known for? Another way to express that is, what do you want to be known for? But you have the power to create the story that people repeat. And so people will tell a story.
Yes.
They will,
yes.
And it's not always bad. It's the story of me and my fierce independent identity. But that's not all of me. And in fact, that's an identity that I'm shedding, right? Going into a new identity. So people, the stories that people tell are only the pieces of you that they've experienced. And so I have the wonderful privilege of stewarding the perception of ourselves in the world by the way that we tell our own story and that we evolve in our story. And by embracing that, nobody can do it because nobody else is you.
All right. So as I'm sitting here listening to you, what's running through my head is how you had to, number one, pivot, and then, you know, pivot with your business, whatever you're doing in life, you had to pivot. And then number two, you had to pivot your story as well. Because I think sometimes we get stuck in, this is my story. This is what I am. This is who I am. This is what I'm doing. And we keep running on that track. And then it's like, oh, I'm not that person anymore. I don't do that stuff anymore. I don't even want whatever was at the end of this road. I don't even want that. So that is so important, of allowing yourself to pivot and your story to pivot right along with you. And so y'all kind of keep up with each other, because I think some people are stuck in that part. You know, I'm supposed to be, you know, if I'm 50 years old or whatever, I should be at this level of my game or my business or whatever. And we're not. So what is the story around that? And I think it's having the courage to say to yourself, okay, well, that didn't work out, or I don't want this anymore. And it's okay. So let's pivot and go this way, or let's pivot and do this thing. Because, you know, right now, as you and I are taping this whole thing, the U.S. is in a government shutdown. Excuse me. We haven't gone through that since 2018 or 2019, but we're here again. And immediately I look at that as an opportunity, because the last time this happened, so many people had that wake up call, like, wait a minute, what am I doing with my life? Where's my life going? Is my story that I'm staying in this government job, for 20 years, or am I going to finally step out on my own and do my own thing? So I think that opportunity is right here, right now, and we're at the major pivot point that we can really, I don't know, just explode our own life, catapult us to wherever we want to go.
Yeah, it's almost like now the permission that you would not previously give yourself. Well, now this situation has given you the permission to be courageous and do what's in your heart to do. Because we go to work, when we work for an employer, we go to work because it supports the life we want to live.
Right, right.
You know, God bless if it's something you're super passionate about.
Yes.
But more often than not, this is the means to support the life that I want. And it used to be a trusted method of supporting your life. But we are seeing now more than ever, the best person you can bet on is you.
Right. Exactly. You can't bet on anybody else but you. You have the power to pivot. You have the power to change your story. You have the power to upgrade your story and not just sit there and go, oh, well, I guess this is what I get stuck with. No, we are powerful beings. God made us in his image, and we can do whatever it is that we want. And even, you know, even though now we're talking about it, this will be released in the future. So we don't know when you're listening to this, maybe the government has opened back up, maybe it hasn't. We don't know yet, you know. But what we do know is you're still in charge. Do you want to stay
Right.
stuck in the place that you're in? Or maybe you're not even stuck. Maybe you just want to make a change, you know? And that point that you drove home, Selena, about your story pivoting with you. Because if you stay with that same story, what story are you really stewarding? Is it the real story, or is it something that you thought that was going to be your story?
Right. And there is no joy, right? In continuing to do anything that you feel I don't have a choice but to do it. And the need for evolution is why that story becomes uncomfortable. It no longer serves you. I gave the example. I went through a major life change where I had to take care of myself and my kids. And so I had to step into this very assertive, decisive posture and handle my business. And I did that, and I did it well. But 10 years later, that will be the death of the new identity, because this new identity does not call for a fiercely independent person. This calls for a person who depends and who is dependable. And before, I was like, when I've eaten, my family's eaten, you know? But so I'm saying that to say that every story serves a purpose. However, be perceptive enough to know, does this story serve where I'm headed? Because we are always evolving. Carol, I personally think we evolve every 7 years.
Every 7 years, why seven?
I've looked at my life. This isn't biblical or spiritual, but just looking at the different stages of my life, I recognize, okay, of course we know we are a different identity than 0 to 7 and 7 to 14. But as we evolve, we have to become new people in order to function in these new stages. And my major discomforts have come at around the 6 year, 7 year
The
mark.
7 year itch.
Yes, the 7 year itch switch. And now I'm on my eighth iteration, right? So I'm like, now I see it. I see the pattern. And rather than fighting it, and rather than being uncomfortable, I'm gonna steward my story. I'm going to author what my life will be going forward, as opposed to being dragged into or clinging to a stage of story that doesn't fit anymore. And so that has been life-changing for me. It
That's
just
so brave. That is so brave and life-changing and empowering and confidence building, all of it, when you can just realize, okay, this is my story. I'm going to do it like I want. And you know, I don't want to go left. I want to go right. And then I'm going to go left, turn around, come back, and then I'm going to do it again. You know, we have that freedom. God gave us this free will. We can do what we want. You know, all he asks really is just for us to worship him and acknowledge him and keep him foremost and front. But we kind of do what we want to do. You know, when we get in trouble, we always begging him. But you know,
That's what
as
daddy's
children,
for.
you know how children are, they go wandering off and then they come back. So I just want to say that is the key to the story stewarding thing. That is the key, to just recognize your story, know that it's pliable, it can change, and it doesn't lock you into whatever you're in now. I mean, my husband and I, we've been together 32 years, celebrated our 31st wedding anniversary. And for our 30th wedding anniversary, we said, we're leaving the States. We just don't want to stay here anymore. We know there's a better life somewhere, and we're going to find it. And we did. And now we're living our bestest life ever. I would not have changed that for anything, but that added a new direction to my story. It changed from what it was. And like you said about the empowering confidence, all of that. all of that. Once you make that big, huge decision, whatever it is in your life, if it's leaving your country, if it's getting married, getting divorced, having a baby, all of that stuff, those life-changing things that happen, you're unstoppable. I just really believe you're unstoppable when you do that, when you make that decision to change.
100%. I really
Definitely. Ooh, this is so good, so good, so good. Okay, so we're down to the last question.
Okay.
What's the lesson God has taught you about your story?
That it is okay to bless and release the story that carried you through the difficulty or the growth stage or the being forced to be independent, right? Bless it, release it, and know that every day you are writing the story of your life. And it's okay to tell it. Your story is worth telling. There is no one to validate or invalidate your story. And so because no one has all the answers, right? They
Right.
have an opinion,
Right.
but they don't have the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is true and right for you, I give you permission to go ahead and do it. Because there will be opinions about your story, about your pivot, about your brave move, about your decision to stay when they think you should go or to go, when they think you should stay. There will be opinions, but it's between you and the creator. It's between you and the God you serve, how you live this life. And if we could just free ourselves to live our story, change it when necessary. Go back if you want to.
Right.
This didn't work. Okay, I'm going back.
Right. I could do it better. And I've got a perfect thing for you. I was working on some project. I don't remember what it was. And I knew it was my latest master class. And I had went through all the slides and just, you know, got everything together, had my notes. It was good. And then some glitch happened. I don't know what it was. Everything disappeared. It was gone. Hours of work done. And I should have been like under the bed crying, weeping, you know, all of that. But I wasn't. And I'm like, why am I not feeling bad, worse about it? And something told me, I guess it was the Holy Spirit nudging me, saying, okay, let's just recreate it. And now it will be even better than it was before. And I was like, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Love that. Yes.
And I was like, oh my goodness, I did recreate it. It was better. So it was good. It was good. Selena, thank you so much for coming on today and sharing this heartfelt but needed conversation about, you know, stewarding your story, because we have to have that. But before I let you go, I know you got a nice gift for us. And then once you tell us about your gift, the link is below, y'all. So go ahead and click. Once you tell us about your gift, tell us how we can find you in these internet streets.
You can sign up to connect with me at publishforprofit.com. It's published with the number 4profit.com. And my gift is the 10X Publishing Network. This is a tool that will enable you to approach your self-publishing journey in a way that has your profit in mind. That puts you in the posture of collaboration with your partners in the publishing ecosystem, as opposed to you being the creator and then engaging people in a one-off fashion. I want you to be a multiple book author.
And to do that,
you want a team. You don't want to sub out your team every time you publish a book. So this tool will give you the skills and the support. Did I say book or tool? I'm not sure. I lost my wording a little bit. But this is a digital tool, a digital product. It's going to give you the information and the support to tackle publishing in a different way. And I have a framework that I teach around that and the ideas for you to be profitable. So we have a profit first model. And I work with entrepreneurs who want to publish and generate more clients into their business and more speaking opportunities and more exposure and more growth.
More and more. And I love profit first. I think that is the best thing since sliced bread, really, because, you know, it exactly what it says, putting your profit first. It makes you think about the money that you're going to make and what you're going to do with, rather than just saying, oh, you know, I don't know. I had $10 yesterday. Today I have nothing. We've got to take back control of our money and everything. So I love that. I love it. And then is that the website you wanted people to go to find you? Publishforprofit.com?
Yes, publishforprofit.com. It's a landing page where you can provide your email and then you'll continue to get information from me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Selena. I know everybody go out there and get that right now. Click that link, go get it because you need it, because Selena has told me, has said back to me the things that I've been telling her, you know, collaboration, multiple author books, multiple best-selling books. That's what we're going to. And I love that thing about not starting your team all over again, because it's hard enough to put a team together one time. And then when you're trying to do another book, you got to go and look for somebody else. I'm glad that you take care of all of that. That is amazing. So thank you again, Selena, for being here. It's been really amazing talking with you and talking about stewarding your story. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. It's dear to my heart because I'm walking that path right now.
So. Yes, definitely. All right, everyone, you got it. So go out and get click that link that's below here, and then stay tuned for the next speaker because it's going to be a great session as well. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.